The book of Daniel, that the time appointed, the time of the end of time, is always the end or conclusion of a time prophecy. And there's no authority in the writings of Daniel for placing the time of the end in verse 4 of Daniel 12 at some place out at the end of the world, because by Daniel's own definition, which you develop from chapters 8 and chapter 11, concerning time prophecies that he set forth, the time of the end is an end of a time prophecy, and the end of the time prophecies of the book of Daniel being the all of them, the 1260, the 2300 days, the 1290, the 1335. And you'll find when we look at that that Sister White is in agreement with this. Sister White doesn't simply say that 1798 was the time of the end. She also tells us that the time of the end was when the first angel's message took place, and she says the first angel's message was in 1843 and 1844, and certainly 1843 and 1844, from Sister White's perspective, were the end of time prophecies from the book of Daniel. So for her to say that 1798 is the time of the end in the Great Controversy, and other places say that 1843 and 1844 is the time of the end, it's not just a generalization of the of this time period in history. It agrees with Daniel that these dates being the ends of time prophecy or time of the end. We'll look at that more closely when we get to Daniel 12. What we want to look at here in this presentation is Daniel chapter 11, verses 30 to 36, and we want to open it up with a passage from Manuscript Releases, volume 13, page 394, that we've already referred to. But when you look closely at this passage from the Spirit of Prophecy, it begins to be a very important guidepost to many of these understandings, the understanding of what the final verses in Daniel 11 mean, and the fallacy of Uriah Smith's position. And we'll begin looking at that. But let's read this quote one more time. "We have no time to lose. Troublous times are before us. The world is stirred with the spirit of war. Soon the scenes of trouble spoken of in the prophecies will take place. The prophecy in the 11th of Daniel has nearly reached its complete fulfillment. Much of the history that has taken place in the fulfillment of this prophecy will be repeated. In the 30th verse, a power is spoken of that," and she's going to quote verses 30 to 36, she cuts into verse 30, and she cuts in, "shall be grieved." So if you're at verse 30 in your Bible of chapter 11 of Daniel, you can follow along. "In the 30th verse, a power is spoken of that shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the Holy Covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and